Prosecutors in the Dylann Roof trial are playing his taped confession for jurors today. Roof is charged on 33 federal counts, including hate crimes, in the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. Let's catch up with Alexandra Olgan of South Carolina Public Radio. Alexandra, initially Dylann Roof asked to represent himself. Is he?
So earlier, just as the trial was about to start, he changed his mind, and now his lawyers are representing him again for the guilt phase of the trial. But as it stands now, he is supposed to represent himself during the sentencing phase. So that's assuming that he's found guilty. The sentencing phase will be when jurors decide whether or not to give him the death penalty or to give him life in prison.
And it's incredibly emotional time in court. Emotional testimony from one of the only survivors of the massacre, Felicia Sanders. Her 26-year-old son, Taiwanza, her aunt were killed. She watched that happen. And then she covered her 11-year-old granddaughter under a table. They both survived. But she said something that the defense team questioned. How was that resolved?
So what she said was that Dylann Roof, at the time, who was 21, said that he wanted to commit suicide, or was planning to commit suicide after he left the church. And the defense attorneys were questioning her about when he said that. And she added on that he was evil and that he belonged in the pit of hell.
What they were objecting to was that felt like direction to the jury, which you're not allowed to do.
Exactly. And what the judge said was he instructed the jury that they alone decide the sentence of Dylann Roof, and they don't need to take into account the attorney's opinion, the judge's opinion, the witness's opinion, no one else's opinion but theirs.
Okay, so that statement from Felicia Sanders that she believes that Dylann Roof, you know, belongs in hell, that stays in the court record. But during that time, another incredibly emotional moment, apparently Dylann Roof's mother had a heart attack.
Yeah, she collapsed on Wednesday in the first day of testimony. And we found out later through a court document that she was admitted to a hospital for a heart attack. But we don't know her status as of now.
So a lot going on there in that courtroom. How is this reverberating outside the courtroom?
Well, this was a very emotional moment for the city of Charleston. After it happened, though, there was a sort of a coming together, a unity. There was a march across this big bridge that's very close to the church. People are very interested in this trial to see how it's going to be resolved. People are just watching every moment.
They also might be reliving that moment in June of 2015. Graphic pictures were shown in the courtroom of the victims, of course, before and alive, and then after they were killed. Tell us more about what's been presented in court.
Yes. So they showed surveillance video of many of the members of the Bible study group. There were 12 of them arriving to Bible study, coming in the church. So you can see some of their faces, and it looks like a very normal day. On the surveillance video, you also see Dylann Roof pulling up and walking into the church. Then, about an hour later, you see him walking out holding the gun in his hand, and he kind of looks both ways before he leaves the church. Now, the graphic images were from this 360-degree scan that law enforcement officials took, and it was very graphic. You could see bodies on the floor. Bibles were still open on the tables. You could see bullet holes, and you could see pools of blood. It was silent in the courtroom when that was shown. Now, lots of family members of the victims have been in court so far this whole trial. The judge had warned some of them that these pictures were coming, and it looked like some of them were not in the courtroom for that, understandably.
Yeah. Alexandra Olgan, Dylann Roof has confessed to this. He's on video. There's a surviving eyewitness. What is his defense going to be? Do we know?
It's unclear. During opening statements, his defense attorney said, "We may not call any witnesses. We may call some, but doesn't seem like we're going to call many, if any." And they haven't been cross-examining many people at all. They cross-examined some of the Shelby, North Carolina police officers just to point out that Dylann Roof was cooperative and to explain his demeanor. What it seems like is because at this point they're not going to be representing him during the sentencing phase, they are using the testimony during the guilt phase to try and draw jurors' attention to his mental state, to the way he acted, his behavior. And they pointed out during sentencing, you know, jurors need to dig beyond the surface of what is presented in court and ask, you know, why would someone do this? And what it seems like is they're trying to set up his mental state so that jurors during sentencing can weigh that.
That's Alexandra Olgan covering the trial of Dylann Roof, charged with the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. Alexandra, thank you.
You're welcome.